Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Van Halen, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, this month is 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and I know that's the badge of honor that he wears around all the time. Big line in this curriculum vitae. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on that topic, and he's our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
I have two things that I measure the success of my life by. One, I woke up breathing this morning. Two, I'm 13 years on Jim's show. And you know what? No, but seriously, it's great to be with you, and it's great to have been with you 13 years.
How about that?
I'm still waiting for that paycheck.
I know.
It'll come in time.
You're drawing interest, sir. Don't worry.
There you go.
It's more like you're storing up treasures in heaven, you know, that kind of thing. Hey,
yeah,
Jeff,
okay.
Thanks for being here. And for 13 great years, too, by the way. One of the things you've been working on lately is something I think a lot of people have issues with, and I as well as myself. And that is, what do you do with the stuff that you accumulate inside your phone that you maybe would like to be able to use elsewhere?
Right. I've written a number of articles on businesses. And, you know, people think of smartphones, whether it's their iPhone, their Android, their Samsung, whatever, and they think of it as, I don't want to say a plaything, but not a tool of business. They shoot photos of family affairs. They might shoot video of themselves out by the beach or whatever. But I've done articles on companies that use photos to survey jobs or to look at jobs or to report back. Look, you know, boss, I don't know how to handle. I did one on a plumber who didn't understand a certain connection. He shot a picture of it, sent it back to his boss, and his boss, you know, told him, you know, this is what you should do here, mm-hmm. there, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so imagine you're doing that. Imagine you are, and I know, for example, I did an article recently on a physician who created a piece of software so that he could interact with his clients using smartphones. It's HIPAA compliant, so it, you know, doesn't violate client confidentiality, patient mm-hmm. confidentiality. But what happens if all those images get stuck somewhere? And that somewhere gets lost or stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my daughter, while she doesn't have a business, she has her BlackBerry, and she has a card in it, a memory card, and all her. She turned it on one day, and it said all the photos and videos were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine that was for business. What are you going to do about that? It's very simple to get the data, all your data, whether it's notes you've put in, whether it's videos you've shot, photos you've shot, off your phone and onto whatever your computer is or whatever external drive you want to store them so they aren't susceptible to loss or theft. And I think that's really important.
And all that without emailing them to myself.
Well, you know what? It's funny because that's what we do. You know, if we find an important photo, we email it to ourselves,
yeah.
or we might upload it to Facebook if
right.
it's a, you know, a personal shot, or send it to a client or a
coworker.
There's a better way, and there's a number of better ways. I mean, the easiest, simplest way is with an Android, with any smartphone. The easiest way is, you know, if you have a smartphone. Analog phones are different. For example, some phones don't even shoot photos. There are those
right.
who still out there use phones that don't just shoot photos, and that's all well and good. Problem solved. The usual way, the easiest way, is to take a USB cable and plug the phone into your computer.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, some application will open, whether
we'll
it's
up.
Autoplay,
yeah.
or you can go into your, you know, your computer.
I've never thought about plugging my phone down. I mean, I've done my camera that way, but I've never thought about doing my phone that way.
They have USB ports.
Yeah.
So you plug it into your computer. The computer will recognize, and it recognizes it as a storage device. Now, with an iPhone, it recognizes it as part of iTunes, so it'll open up
right.
that way. But
you have to have, if you have a PC, you have to download iTunes.
You have to have iTunes loaded on your PC, correct?
Yeah.
So once you do that, and it'll take it won't take too long depending on your connection, but it's a pretty big file, 80, 100 megabytes, whatever the case may be. But then you go in and you identify where the photos are. So let's imagine you're working in Windows real quickly. Mm-hmm. We're working in Windows. You open it up by, for example, if you hit, I don't know, it's the Windows button, and then you'll see, for example, computer, and then you click on computer, and then what's going to say there is on the left-hand side, it's going to have a number of areas where things may be, as well as on the right, it's going to say hard drives, devices, and
so it'll actually
storage.
Now see, that's something I've never seen, is what my what the hard drive of my phone looks like to my computer. That'd be an interesting thing to see.
Absolutely, and you know it looks
you don't,
like
because you don't think most of us don't think about our phone as being a computer with a little hard drive, but it actually that's exactly what it is.
That's all it is. It's just another. Honestly, it's a computer, or it's just another. The computer sees it as just another storage device.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're plugging in an external hard drive, you just slip in a CD-ROM in the drive, or if you're plugging in a phone, or even slipping in a USB, it's just recognizing it as that, and that's
because every one of those pictures or whatever. You've got to email each one individually.
You got to email them individually, or the other alternative, or another alternative, is to take the card, the micro SD card, the storage device, out of your phone, put it into a card reader.
Right.
Which you probably have to use an adapter.
I do with my, and I own a multi-port unit, folks, that I use with my camera.
Right.
Yeah.
So you put that into your computer, and it's going to open up the same way. And then you have to identify the folder and then copy it over to your hard drive.
Right.
Usually you can put it into My Pictures, and if you put it into, Pictures it's called now, and if you put it into Pictures, you might want to create a subdirectory under there that says, like, work.
Let me tell you when it's a really good idea to do this. If you're contemplating changing phones, and I've done this twice now, where the people at the phone company transferred all of my files over, but one time they lost them.
Yep.
Now they got them back. To their credit, they found them and they got them back. But there was a while there I thought, oh my goodness, I've lost all this stuff.
Right.
So before you let them have your old phone to transfer, just drop it over into your computer, and you won't lose all those beautiful pictures of your children and your grandchildren and your little puppies and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think what we're also talking about here is the fact that you shouldn't wait till you transfer phones, because let's assume you're transferring phones, you're changing phones every two years, say as your contract comes up and you need a new phone, like a new car off lease. You know, you shouldn't be waiting 2 years, because, you know, in as much as they say there are two kinds of computer users, those who have lost data and those who will lose
data. That's right.
You know, there are likely two kinds of phone users, those who have or will lose their phone.
Exactly. Hey, Jeff, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Jeff's website is chiefhomeofficer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.